Hi, Kiefer, I might need you because we've got to do two people on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Pauletto. It's Victoria at the Veterinary Board. We're getting
Hello.
ready. Hello there. I'm just going to have you hold on for a second because we've got to conference someone else into this call, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's very loud. Hi, Dr. Wright, it's Victoria.
Hello.
Are you okay to join the meeting right now?
I am.
Okay, perfect. We're going to conference you in. Give us just a second.
Great, thank you.
Nope, there we go.
Dr. Pauletto, are you still there?
Yes.
And Dr. Wright, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I'm going to turn you over to Dr. James, is the acting chair for this item. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for being here today. For the purpose of the record, would you please state your name?
Yes, Dr. Tamara Pauletto.
Great, thank you. And for the record, we'll note that Dr. Wright is also on the phone joining us for this discussion. And then, do we have a lead on that? Is that you?
I think so. What item is it again, please?
It is 24107.
401.
Section 4, number 1.
Yes, it's me. Okay. Dr. Pauletto, I've reviewed all the submittals. It looks like you're keeping up with your relapse prevention. And you've also kept us posted on problems with getting the nail test done. I was surprised at the expense. I'm sure you were too.
Yes, I was.
So at this point, we are past the 90 day, we're past the 90 days, but since you have the appointment scheduled, I don't think it's a problem to wait in another 20 days to get it done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Does the board have any concerns on that? Okay. Now, if the April 9th appointment doesn't occur, I think the board might want to consider going back to random testing.
Okay, I think that makes sense if something happens, but it should go through as planned. And I also had to purchase like a 4 tests, so hopefully it works so that those other 3 tests that are non-refundable will also work.
Oh, yes. At that expense level, I can understand that. We received updates from your counseling, and again, your attendance at relapse prevention 3 times a week is what you submitted documentation, and that is appreciated. Madam Chair, did we want to consolidate item number 12-24-107, which is also Dr. Pauletto, now that she's on the phone? Yes, okay. Okie doke. Now, does the board have any questions on the, before we move, of Dr. Pauletto regarding her quarterly appearance?
This is Dr. Wright. I just had a question. Do we need to make a motion to extend out the time, or is that fine just based on the conversation?
Dr. Wright, members of the board, we should move to approve the extension.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move we approve. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I move we approve the extension of the testing timeline for the nail test from 90 to 110 days.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Okay, now any other questions before we move on to 24-107?
Okay. We were on 24-107.
Pardon?
Oh,
it's here twice. If you look on, I am.
So the second 24-107.
Yeah, the second one is,
but it's still the same
number
case.
412.
Okay.
Item number 12.
Okay.
Okay, and it's regarding partial completion of the CE requirements. Normally, we don't review that until it's all been completed. Did you have something you wanted to add, Victoria?
Nothing. I'm just not sure that agenda item was actually read. I'm not sure.
We haven't read it. It was the same case number, 24-107.
If we could just read what the agenda actually says. Number 12.
Okay, so for number 12.
Because I think if I understood right.
You want me to read what the item is on or the chair?
Okay, sure. Do you want to read it? Or did you want me to read it?
Go ahead.
I'm still trying to find it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's item four, it's number 412.
No, but like, I'm seeing the first.
If you can just look on your yellow.
I have it. What I'm trying to find is where, so looking at case 24-107, we're doing the partial completion of the continuing education required by board order.
Right.
What I was trying to find is where that is.
And that's on the supplement. If you're looking,
I was going to say, I'm like, main agenda is the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so supplement one.
Yeah, there's some emails. It's in supplement. Yeah, supplement. Madam Chair, may I go ahead and summarize?
Sure.
Dr. Paletto, normally, as I was saying, we wait until the board waits until all of the required CE in the consent agreement has been completed, but you've asked the board to demonstrate your progress and efforts toward compliance. You've asked the board to approve the three CEs on the opioid training, but I want to point out that we still have four CEs on medical records that are due to be completed within 1 year of the consent agreement, which would be by the close to the end of July.
Yes, okay. And I started working on that. Victoria had mentioned that she normally doesn't put it on the agenda until all of it's done. And I guess I wanted the board to know that I'm working towards completing everything, so I appreciate you guys just taking a peek at that.
Sure. Do the board members have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I think it speaks to we're in progress, but we still have the remaining hours to review. Yep.
We have 3 hours of 7 hours total, 3 hours completed, 4 still outstanding on medical records. Do we want to do an approval of the three, or just no action at this time and submit it all when it's completed?
Accept the three that have been submitted? So go ahead and make that
motion. Yeah, I move we accept the three CEs regarding opioid training as required per the consent agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Does that conclude 24-107 for you, Jane, or do you have any other questions?
I have no other questions. Thank you, Dr. Paletto, for being available and for staying in touch with Victoria as well as you do.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you being willing to let me appear by phone today. That was really helpful.
All right, Dr. Pauletto, thanks for participating. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call. Thanks, Dr. Wright.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.
Wait. Oh. Dr. Wright's on still. Isn't
but we need him for Huntsberger, and she's not supposed to come till later.
Oh, dang. I thought we were at the same time. Okay, so we're going to go back to Section 2, Initial Investigative Reviews. Number 7, Case 2541, regarding Mason Miller DVM. Tracy, could you please read the front load?
So on case 2541, the complainant is Audrey Fiscus, the respondent is Mason Miller, DBM. On July 31st, 2024, Ollie, a 4-year-old male poodle mix, was presented to respondent for a dental procedure. The dog was evaluated and anesthetized for an oral exam. After evaluating the dog's mouth, respondent's staff called the pet owner, Mr. Litton, and obtained approval for the recommended extractions and pre- and post-extraction dental radiographs. 6 lower incisors were extracted. The dog recovered and was discharged later that day to complainant. Complainant expressed concerns that radiographs were not performed to assess the need for the extractions as stated. Additionally, she had concerns with respondent's conduct at discharge and that she was not advised of the dog's low heart rate during the dental procedure. Complainant also believes that a stress-related event that occurred at the groomer in August 2024 was a stress response from the dental performed by respondent. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismiss this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
Thank you. And no complainant, no respondent, no attorney. So Dr. James, you were the lead.
Yeah, so in looking at this case and listening to the testimony from the investigative committee, I really didn't have any major concerns. I think there were certainly some things we could have done differently as far as communication and maybe some reading of behavior that was pointed out as maybe part of why this was brought to us, but didn't find anything medically. I think the biggest issues that were presented were the medical records issues, and I know we had, based on the investigative committee, we went back and asked for radiographs to be submitted and additional medical records that showed the TPR. I didn't see those added. Did you see them?
No.
So Victoria or Tracy, I don't know if you recall, were they asked for?
Yes.
And did Banfield not have them, or?
Yes, I called the premises for the committee's request, and there were notations in the medical record for the dental chart, so that was in the record, but there were no urinalysis results available, and there were no radiographs available. The hospital manager had commented that due to this case, they now upload the radiographs to each individual patient's chart. As before, that wasn't something that they did, and so they could not locate the radiographs when I had called.
And the radiograph fee was refunded to the client, it sounds like, as a result of them not being able to locate those. Because this doctor was relieved, right? So.
He was relieved. I mean, I think it's definitely not in this case. I mean, I think it's a big issue in medical records that we're not keeping x-rays.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that it falls on him or how the practice actually operates, and I don't know that it necessarily warrants opening anything, but I am very, very concerned that a clinic of that size and corporation wouldn't have a better way of tracking back to find these x-rays, like if somebody had needed them.
I mean, it seems, at least, you know, as far as records and stuff, right, it's the veterinarian, so if you work somewhere where they don't have practices to keep the stuff that you've maintained, then doesn't that kind of go back to you? Like, wouldn't you want to not work with
them? I just can't even imagine. Like, Banfield has endless notes that are, like, pages and pages long that drive me crazy. So it's like, how would they not have, of a corporation that size, not have x-rays? Like, it sounds like it was something this clinic did differently, maybe? I don't know. Do you have thoughts on that?
Just one of your pages wasn't saved, right? So there was a technical error. Not saying that that's okay, but I guess the other thing that I think of as a question, and again, maybe not for this case, but something to just discuss, is we have so, the vet world now is filled with relief.
Right.
And here we have a case where, you know, he said, well, I didn't really look at the previous history either. Like, there needs to be some sort of responsibility as you're taking on a case to what, I don't, doesn't matter if you're a relief doctor or not. I mean, whether you're working at the clinic and you're seeing it for another doctor, in kind of reviewing that before you go and do something on a patient. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting dynamic, and I wonder how often that happens, or if people think because they're relief, they kind of don't have to.
You're halfway in the middle?
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, you still have the responsibility of being the veterinarian, and again, same thing with records.
Right.
You're still responsible for your records as a veterinarian. If, like, they're still your responsibility, so if I don't know. I still think it goes to the veterinarian, and again, it would just make you choosier as a relief veterinarian to not loan your license and your, you know, to a place that isn't, you know, following whatever, you know, our administrative rules and statutes are. But again, because that's to the veterinarian, that's,
yeah. I agree with that. I agree with what Dr. Thompson said, and I agree about this problem with not being able to get the radiograph. But as it pertains to this case, when you have incisors that they're loose on all little dogs.
Yeah.
So the question is, do we have enough periodontal disease here to warrant extraction? And it sounds like we did. So you can have the radiographs, and it can show a lot of bone loss, but there's many times I haven't extracted teeth based on that, because I don't see deep pockets, I don't have any. At one point, there was described pus coming out. I don't know about that, but if these teeth were, or if the gingiva was diseased, then that's warranted.
Yeah, so, I didn't have issues with the pulling of the teeth.
Yeah. So, if we have the radiographs, would that really help us? We could see a lot of bone loss and go, oh, based on this, he shouldn't have extracted. But he had disease of the gingiva, so I don't know how they would help us. I agree we should have them. I mean, I can't believe we don't.
Well, that's the thing. If you got permission from the owner to get pre-extraction x-rays and post-extraction x-rays, and the owner paid for them and wants
to
see them, then the complaint is valid, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so again, yes, they refunded it. Great. But how does that fall to the vet? Again, if it was... any other situation, wouldn't you be like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, now do I trust that was right? It's a valid question that the complainant is asking, right? And so, yes, explaining, is this valid or not? I mean, yes. Valid.
So you didn't have a problem with the extraction?
I didn't have a problem with the extractions. Okay. I didn't have a problem with the medical stuff that was going on. I think it was really centered around the fact that we thought, at the time of the investigative committee, at least from listening to the recording, we thought we'd be able to get these x-rays, that they were stored somewhere, and the veterinarian actually thought, well, I'm sure they're stored on their system somewhere, I just don't have access because I'm not there.
Yeah.
But they weren't attached appropriately to the case is kind of how I understood it, and in actuality it is, no, we don't actually have them at Banfield at all. And I mean, that to me is more of a premise issue than this doctor issue, that they don't have them at all. But I do hear what Nikki's saying on, it's your case and you should have made sure that the medical records were, or the radiographs were attached. So, I mean, maybe what I'll do is I'll make a motion in the case of 24 or 2541 that we dismiss the case with no violations, but issue a letter of concern with regards to ensuring that all diagnostics and treatments are documented and saved to the medical record.
That's the motion. Second.
So, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So are you requiring that all the diagnostics, so when you say the diagnostics, like, do you want the radiograph actually added to the medical record as a, like, as...
I guess I would say however they want to do it, that they can provide me those medical records when I ask for them. Because
okay.
I don't think all clinics attach them to the medical record. They're saying they're going to do that now. But I don't think all clinics do attach to the medical record. I just want to be able to get the
record. Right, and so I just want a clarification because it's not always possible to attach mm-hmm. those types of things
right.
to a medical record.
Right.
But they should still be saved, just like
somehow.
If we had old films,
yeah.
right?
And I say it as it should be part of, it should be included as part of the medical record when you submit it.
Yes.
So however
yeah.
they want to
yeah.
do that
yeah.
is what I would be saying in the letter.
But it also, they didn't have the results of the urinalysis. In the record.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just the radiograph.
Well, that's what she was saying,
yeah.
it's all diagnostics.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, because it's the veterinarian's medical record, so
mm-hmm.
make sure it's right.
Yes, ma'am.
So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Opposed?
Nay.
One nay. Motion passes to issue to dismiss with no violation and issue a letter of concern. the next one is a two-pack. Do you guys need to use the bathroom real quick?
Yeah.
Yes? Restroom? So like 5 minutes, so like just after 10
yep.
o'clock?
Super. Thank you.
Okay.